fall before our face before God in tears and say, God, help me. Beg for it. Earnestly plead for it. That's supplication. We can do that. Because again, what is that doing? It's putting our focus on the one who has the power to handle it. And one of the most important things is after we give praise, after we be patient, after we are prayerful, we need to purpose our thoughts. We need to think on things that are true. We need to think on true things that is honorable, on things that are just, on things that are pure, on things that are lovely. We need to think about things that are commendable. If there is any excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise, think on these things. Think on these things. Isaiah 26, verse 3 says, He will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. When we purpose our thoughts and we realize, okay, this is rough, but here are some things that God told me. I'm experiencing this in my life, but here are some of God's promises. He's promised to keep me. He's promised to uphold me. He's promised to teach me. He's promised to fill in the blank. Whatever you're struggling with that moment, we are renewing our minds. We're thinking about the way God thinks, and we're keeping our mind stayed on Him. And we're going to be able to experience that peace that passeth all understanding. We're going to be able to experience this thing called perfect peace when we allow our minds to focus on truth. The righteousness of God, the holiness of God, everything that God expects us to live is right here. We need to think about these things. We need to allow God's truth to impact our actions and our response. We need to purpose them. And we need to practice. It's not easy. It says, what you have learned in verse 9 and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things. And if we practice these things, if we practice giving praise, if we practice being patient, if we practice being prayerful, if we practice purposing our thoughts, what does it say? It says the God of peace will be with you. The God of peace will be with you. Because really, it allows us to be able to focus our minds on the person of peace. Isaiah calls Jesus being the Prince of Peace. The passage we read earlier, John 14:27, says, peace I leave with you. Jesus is the giver of peace. He's the Prince of Peace. He's the giver of peace. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2 that He Himself is our peace. And 1 Peter chapter 2 gives us a picture of peace. And this is the example that Christ left with us. If we want to live a peaceful life, this is how we do it. We'll close with this. Turn to 1 Peter chapter 2. First Peter chapter 2, starting in verse 21. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example, so that you might follow in His steps. He committed no sin, neither was deceit found in His mouth. When He was reviled, He did not revile in return. When He suffered, He did not threaten, but continued entrusting Himself to Him who judges justly. That's our example. When these things happen in our life, our response is to not react. Our response is to respond the way Christ responded. We don't have to retaliate in kind when things are done to us. We don't have to question the things that God is putting in our lives. We don't have to kick against the pricks. But rather, we can follow the example of Christ and not retaliate, but do what? we can continue to entrust ourselves to Him who judges justly. So, it takes first full circle, right? We talked about the peace that we can have with God because He Himself is our peace. And when we put our trust in Him, not only to save us for our sins, but if we put our trust in Him to keep us in this perfect peace because He judges justly, we will experience peace with God, peace within ourselves from God. Practice these things. Practice the example that Christ has given us in the Scripture. Let's close our eyes for a word of prayer. We're going to have our accompanists come up and start playing here. Just want you to just take some moments here. Close your eyes. Let's think about something. We spent a good portion of our first part of the service talking about the peace that we can have with God, speaking about really the enmity that we have with God, the fact that we are enemies, and that because of our sin, we are without hope. Because in and of ourselves, there's nothing that we can do to find forgiveness. There's nothing we can do to have our sins forgiven because we are worthless. We have nothing. We can do nothing. But the way to be reconciled is to focus on the sacrifice of Christ, because although God is a wrathful God, He is a God of vengeance. He's a jealous God, and He will execute His judgment at the appointed time. God is also a loving God, and He's a God of refuge. If you're sitting here this morning and you have been thinking about this and you've realized that you have not put your faith in His refuge, and you think about your sin and think about your life and you're coming to the conclusion that you are still an enemy with God, I beg of you to take some time this morning and deal with that. He has provided Himself a refuge. So if that's something that you would like to do today, we'd love to take God's word and open that with you and show you from Scripture how you might be saved and experience this peace that passeth all understanding. If you are a saved person in this room and you've experienced this peace is something that we can have continue to grow in our lives. The same peace that you've given us at the time of our salvation is a peace that we can experience in the difficulties of our life. And it really takes some time to repurpose our minds and to think about you and entrusting ourselves to you because you judge justly. Lord, whatever the need is this morning, I pray that you work in hearts this morning. I pray that you work in my heart, God. I pray that you give confidence, give boldness to those that may need to make a life-altering decision. God, if they want to use this time now as we sing to come forward and we can open the Word of God with them, we encourage them to do that. God, if they find us after the service, we'd love to talk to them at any time. God, work mightily in our midst this morning as we consider the peace that we can have through you. We ask all this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
I invite you to stand with me as we sing reverently, "Still, My Soul, Be Still." We can tell ourselves to do that, but until we put into practice what we heard today, we will not have the peace that passes understanding.
Still, my soul, be still, and do not fear. The winds of change may rage tomorrow. God is at your side. No longer dread the fires of unexpected sorrow. Lord of peace, renew
Dear God, we ask for your peace, but we know that though you have promised it, you've also called on us to cooperate with you, to work with you, to obey you. And then and only then, after staying our mind on you, obeying you, practicing these truths, can we truly have that peace. So give us that peace this week, I pray, as we obey you. Amen.